Jury duty. Epigraph. Not judge like judges, but like yourselves. Walt Whitman. Hundreds of people packed into the jury room. First day of the week, and the second name called is mine. A domestic violence case. A crime so prevalent, it's hard to fill a jury. In my small pool of 13, one woman had been abused. Two women were nurses who treat abuse victims. And one man's sister was so badly beaten by her husband, he is still in jail 7 years later. They've already been through 50 possibles, so how many objections could they have left? They need one more juror, and it's me. Maybe I should have said I could not be fair, that I always side with the woman, assume the man is guilty. I worry I'm a traitor to women for thinking I can be an impartial judge of the facts. I believe the 911 tape. The fear on it slips into the courtroom. The woman's voice telling her address first, fast, so they can get to her before her boyfriend carries out his repeated threat. I'm going to kill you, bitch. She escapes to the elevator, but not quickly enough. I believe the neighbor, how the woman's boobs were hanging out of the shirt the man had ripped open, how he claimed he loved her, then hit her again. The defense attorney says tomorrow she'll tell us what really happened, says the man will take the stand and tell it like it was. Only he doesn't. He pleads guilty. And I'm glad I was there. So when the woman spent the day on the witness stand, she didn't tell her story to an all-male jury. Three women bore witness. I was one of them.